Station on Stairs Ground 2 for housekeeping.
Where with you on 2?
Please exhibit smoke detectors in lab and node 2, please.
In work, we'll let you know when that's complete.
Thank you.
Station Houston on 2, no response required. Lab and node 2 smoke detectors have been inhibited.
Thank you very much. So station on Stairs Ground 2 for housekeeping.
Go ahead on 2.
Please enable node 2 and lab smoke detectors.
In work, we'll let you know when that's complete.
Thank you.
Station Houston on 2, no response required. Lab and node 2 smoke detection has been re-enabled.
Nuclear support.
Station Huntsville, space to ground 2. Any available crew at your convenience for laptop help?
Station on 2.
Easy night, good morning. We have lost our power to ELC 6 at lab overhead 4. If you could go plug that power chain back in, please.
ELC 6, lab overhead 4, you got it.
Thank you.
So station on Space Ground 2 for housekeeping.
Go ahead on Space Ground 2. Station Houston, good morning, go ahead.
Morning, thank you very much for your support from the early in the morning. Could you please inhibit smoke detectors in node 3, node 1, and airlock?
In work.
Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia and smoke detection. Node 3, node 1, and airlock smoke detectors are inhibited. And while I have you, I'd like to hand you over to Huntsville for a quick crew action at your convenience today.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready to copy you for the Huntsville, so yeah.
Good morning, Kimia. We've lost comm to our SCRAM payload, and what we'd like you to do is float over there and take a look at the LCD screen. We're expecting it to tell us if we have Wi-Fi connected or not. That payload is located at the lab overhead 6 Golf 2 location.
It does come from the SCRAM, so I'm going to just check the LCDs, and also that's located on lab overhead six.
That's a good copy.
Stand by. Field station on SCRAM, SCRAM 2 for SCRAM.
With you on 2.
I think this SCRAM, like a purple box, the screen is white and nothing is showing. Power is on, so I think maybe something wrong.
Okay, we copy that. Screen looks white, no displays. We'll pass that along to the PD. Thank you, Kimia.
Okay, and please let me know if we can do anything. For example, like a time power cycle or like a reset circuit breakers, etc.
Okay, Kimia, we'll do that. We have nothing at this time. We'll let the PD decide where they want to head with this. But thank you for the information. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for your help from the early in the morning. So station on Space Ground 2 for housekeeping.
Go ahead, on 2.
Please enable Node 3, Node 1, and airlock smoke detectors. Thank you.
Okay, and Mark, we'll let you know when that's complete.
Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia.
Hi, on 2.
Hey, Kimia, going to have an LOS here in about 40 seconds, but wanted to let you know that the smoke detection has been re-enabled, and we come back from this LOS. We do have some follow-up steps for that SCRAM payload, as well as some actions on an Express Rack laptop. So when we come back, if you can call Huntsville, we'll take care of that before your Golby ops this afternoon.
Okay, understand. So after next, on the other side of the LOS, I'm going to call to Huntsville. Huntsville, sorry. Yeah. Civil station on Space Ground 2. How can I help you?
Huntsville with you on 2. Hello, Kimia. We have two items we need your assistance with. First, we'd like to start with the SCRAM payload. The PD did provide us some recovery steps, and when you're ready, I'll provide those to you.
Okay, so I'm ready to copy for the this purple box.
Okay, very good. There's a USB dongle on the front of the payload just below the LCD screen. What we need you to do is remove it, wait a few seconds, and then reinstall it. Then we expect that screen to come back within 2 minutes, and we'd like to know what the display says.
I can understand. I see USB in JS3 near the screen, so I'm going to disconnect and reseat it and wait for about 2 minutes and report back to you.
Good copy.
Okay, I'm going to do it now. So reseat it. So while waiting, I can take next request.
Okay, we've lost comm to our ExpressRack 4 laptop that's located at the gym forward 6. We'd just like you to go over there and do a simple power cycle on that laptop for us.
ELC4, yes, gym forward 6, we can power cycle that. Actually, Max-san is said okay and moving forward, so thank you.
Okay, copy. Did you say the screen is working and you're seeing a display now?
No change so far.
Okay, copy that. We'll wait a couple, about another 30 or 40 seconds, and then what we'd like you to do is do a hard power cycle of the payload. For this, you'll just find the switch on the front of the payload, flip it off, wait 10 seconds, and then flip it on. Again, we'd like to see if the display is working or not.
Okay, yeah, so far not working, so next action is power cycle, so that's going to be by switch, and power it off, wait 10 seconds, and power it on. So since it's passed already 2 minutes and no change, so I'm going to do it now.
We copy, thank you.
In Huntsville Station on 2, good morning. And ELC4 laptop is in the process of rebooting. When I opened it up, it had a very blank screen, and it did not look like it would. It looked like it was stuck in something, but now it looks like we're getting the Windows boot up. I'll let you know when it's done.
We copy. Thank you. We'll stand by.
Station Hostess and Team, the power cycle, ID, squeeze, now black plus like a 2 light bulbs, and cursor is blinking. So, a little bit different from the previous one. So, seems like it's not working.
Okay, we copy that. Is it displaying any information, such as MCA or Wi-Fi connected?
Not yet. Right now, just black screen plus, like, picture of 2 light bulbs display, disappeared, and cursor blinking. Now it actually went to black screen and doing something. So we need to maybe wait for some minutes, maybe.
That would be great, Kimia. We appreciate the help here. And yes, I think we would like to see if it gets through its boot cycle here.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Speaking of boot cycles, ELC4 looks like it rebooted correctly, and now it's in its standard screen of, press control, alt, delete, unlock. So I think you should be in business. If you have any other questions or need something else, let us know, please.
Will do, Mike. You can go ahead and close the lid on that laptop, and we certainly appreciate the help this morning.
Very welcome and always welcome, and we'll go on the lid.
Well, result of the power cycle, now the name of this device and also connection is saying like a green and Wi-Fi connected.
We copy. That's good news. We thought we may have lost our Wi-Fi connection and this may have recovered it. We'll pass the word on to the PD and see if they've been able to reestablish comm or will later today. Thank you, Kimia. We certainly appreciate the help this morning.
Problem, and thank you for your support from the early in the morning, actually midnight over there. Thank you. Some station on Space Ground 2 for housekeeping.
Where with you on 2?
Please inhibit smoke detectors in lab and node 2, please.
In work, we'll let you know when that's complete.
Thank you.
Station Houston on 2, no response required. Lab and node 2 smoke detectors have been inhibited.
Thank you very much. Houston Station on Space Ground 2 for housekeeping.
Go ahead on 2.
please enable Node 2 and lab smoke detectors.
In work, we'll let you know when that's complete.
Thank you.
Station in Houston on 2, no response required. Lab and Node 2 smoke detection has been re-enabled.
Nuclear support.
Station Huntsville, space to ground 2. Any available crew at your convenience for laptop help?
Easy on 2.
Easy night, good morning. We have lost our power to ELC6 at lab overhead 4. If you could go plug that power chain back in, please.
ELC6, lab overhead 4, you got it.
Thank you.
Houston Station on space ground 2 for housekeeping.
Go ahead on space ground 2. Station Houston, good morning, go ahead.
Morning, thank you very much for your support from the early in the morning. Could you please inhibit smoke detectors in Node 3, Node 1, and airlock?
In work.
Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia and smoke detection. Node 3, Node 1, and airlock smoke detectors are inhibited. And while I have you, I'd like to hand you over to Huntsville for a quick crew action at your convenience today.
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready to copy you for the Huntsville. So, yeah.
Good morning, Kimia. We've lost comm to our SCRAM payload, and what we'd like you to do is float over there and take a look at the LCD screen. We're expecting it to tell us if we have Wi-Fi connected or not. That payload is located at the lab overhead 6 Golf 2 location.
It does come from the SCRAM, so I'm going to just check the LCDs, and also that's located on lab over 6, overhead 6, go to.
That's a good copy.
Bye-bye. Field station on SCRAM, SCRAM 2 for SCRAM.
With you on 2.
I think this SCRAM, like a purple box, the screen is white and nothing is showing. Power is on, so I think maybe something wrong.
Okay, we copy that. Screen looks white, no displays. We'll pass that along to the PD. Thank you, Kimia.
Okay, and please let me know if we can do anything. For example, like a time power cycle or like a reset circuit breakers, etc.
Okay, Kimia, we'll do that. We have nothing at this time. We'll let the PD decide where they want to head with this. But thank you for the information. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for your help from the early in the morning. This is station on space ground 2 for housekeeping.
Go ahead, on 2.
Please enable Node 3, Node 1, and airlock smoke detectors. Thank you.
Okay, and Mark, we'll let you know when that's complete.
Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia.
Hi, on 2.
Hey, Kimia, going to have an LOS here in about 40 seconds, but wanted to let you know that the smoke detection has been re-enabled, and we come back from this LOS. We do have some follow-up steps for that SCRAM payload, as well as some actions on an Express Rack laptop. So when we come back, if you can call Huntsville, we'll take care of that before your Golby Ops this afternoon.
Okay, understand. So after next, on the other side of the LOS, I'm going to call to Huntsville. Huntsville, sorry. Yeah. Civil station on Space Ground 2. How can I help you?
Huntsville with you on 2. Hello, Kimia. We have two items we need your assistance with. First, we'd like to start with the SCRAM payload. The PD did provide us some recovery steps, and when you're ready, I'll provide those to you.
So I'm ready to copy for the this purple box.
Okay, very good. There's a USB dongle on the front of the payload just below the LCD screen. What we need you to do is remove it, wait a few seconds, and then reinstall it. Then we expect that screen to come back within 2 minutes, and we'd like to know what the display says.
Okay, understand. I see USB in JS3 near the screen, so I'm going to disconnect and reset it and wait for about 2 minutes and report back to you.
Good copy.
Okay, I'm going to do it now. So, receive it. So, while waiting, I can take next request.
Okay, we've lost comm to our ExpressRack 4 laptop that's located at the gym forward 6. We'd just like you to go over there and do a simple power cycle on that laptop for us.
ELC4, yes, gym forward 6, we can power cycle that. Actually, Max-san is said okay and moving forward, so thank you.
Okay, copy. Did you say the screen is working and you're seeing a display now?
No change so far.
Okay, copy that. We'll wait a couple, about another 30 or 40 seconds, and then what we'd like you to do is do a hard power cycle of the payload. For this, you'll just find the switch on the front of the payload, flip it off, wait 10 seconds, and then flip it on. Again, we'd like to see if the display is working or not.
Okay, yeah, so far not working, so next action is power cycle, so that's going to be by switch, and power it off, wait 10 seconds, and power it on. So since it's passed already 2 minutes and no change, so I'm going to do it now.
We copy, thank you.
In Huntsville Station on 2, good morning. And ELC4 laptop is in the process of rebooting. When I opened it up, it had a very blank screen, and it did not look like it looked like it was stuck in something. But now it looks like we're getting the Windows boot up. I'll let you know when it's done.
We copy. Thank you. We'll stand by.
Space Station Hostess and Team, the power cycle ID and screen now black plus like two light bulbs, and cursor is blinking. So a little bit different from the previous one. So, seems like it's not working.
Okay, we copy that. Is it displaying any information, such as MCA or Wi-Fi connected?
Not yet. Right now, just black screen plus, like, a picture of two light bulbs disappeared, and cursor blinking. And, yeah, now it actually went to black screen and doing something. So we need to maybe wait for some minutes, maybe.
That would be great, Kimia. We appreciate the help here. And, yes, I think we would like to see if it gets through its boot cycle here.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Just speaking of boot cycles, ELC4 looks like it rebooted correctly, and now it's in its standard screen of, you know, press control, alt, delete, unlock. So I think you should be in business. If you have any other questions or need something else, let us know, please.
Will do, Mike. You can go ahead and close the lid on that laptop, and we certainly appreciate the help this morning.
Very welcome and always welcome, and we'll go on the lid.
Well, result of the power cycle, now the name of the this device and also connection is saying like a green and Wi-Fi connected.
We copy. That's good news. We thought we may have lost our Wi-Fi connection and this may have recovered it. We'll pass word on to the PD and see if they've been able to reestablish comm or will later today. Thank you, Kimia. We certainly appreciate the help this morning.
No problem, and thank you for your support from the early in the morning, actually midnight over there. Thank you. Some station on Space Ground 2 for housekeeping.
Where with you on 2?
Please inhibit smoke detectors in lab and node 2, please.
In work, we'll let you know when that's complete.
Thank you.
Station Houston on 2, no response required. Lab and node 2 smoke detectors have been inhibited.
Thank you very much. Station on Space Ground 2 for housekeeping.
Go ahead on 2.
Please enable node 2 and lab smoke detectors.
In work, we'll let you know when that's complete.
Thank you.
Station Houston on 2, no response required. Lab and node 2 smoke detection has been re-enabled.
Thank you for your support.
Station Huntsville, Space 2 Ground 2, any available crew at your convenience for laptop help?
Station 2.
Izina, good morning. We have lost our power to ELC6 at Lab Overhead 4. If you could go plug that power chain back in, please.
ELC6, Lab Overhead 4, you got it.
Thank you.
Diesel station on Space Ground 2 for housekeeping.
Go ahead on Space Ground 2. Station Houston, good morning, go ahead.
Morning, thank you very much for your support from the early in the morning. Could you please inhibit smoke detectors in Node 3, Node 1, and airlock?
And work.
Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia and smoke detection. Node 3, Node 1, and airlock smoke detectors are inhibited. And while I have you, I'd like to hand you over to Huntsville for a quick crew action at your convenience today.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready to copy you for the Huntsville, so yeah.
Good morning, Kimia. We've lost comm to our SCRAM payload, and what we'd like you to do is float over there and take a look at the LCD screen. We're expecting it to tell us if we have Wi-Fi connected or not. That payload is located at the Lab Overhead 6 Golf 2 location.
It does come from the SCRAM, so I'm going to just check the LCDs, and also that's located on Lab Overhead 6 Golf 2.
That's a good copy.
Stand by. Field station on SCRAM, SCRAM 2 for SCRAM.
With you on 2.
I think this SCRAM, like a purple box, the screen is white and nothing is showing. Power is on, so I think maybe something wrong.
Okay, we copy that. Screen looks white, no displays. We'll pass that along to the PD. Thank you, Kimia.
Okay, and please let me know if we can do anything. For example, like a time power cycle or like a reset circuit breakers, etc.
Okay, Kimia, we'll do that. We have nothing at this time. We'll let the PD decide where they want to head with this. But thank you for the information. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for your help from the early in the morning. So station on Space Ground 2 for housekeeping.
Go ahead, on 2.
Please enable Node 3, Node 1, and airlock smoke detectors. Thank you.
Okay, and Mark, we'll let you know when that's complete.
Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia.
Go ahead, on 2.
Hey, Kimia, going to have an LOS here in about 40 seconds, but wanted to let you know that the smoke detection has been re-enabled, and we come back from this LOS. We do have some follow-up steps for that SCRAM payload, as well as some actions on an Express Rack laptop. So when we come back, if you can call Huntsville, we'll take care of that before your Golby Ops this afternoon.
Okay, understand. So after next, on the other side of the LOS, I'm going to call to Huntsville. Huntsville station on Space Ground 2. How can I help you?
Huntsville with you on 2. Hello, Kimia. We have two items we need your assistance with. First, we'd like to start with the SCRAM payload. The PD did provide us some recovery steps, and when you're ready, I'll provide those to you.
So I'm ready to copy for the purple box.
Okay, very good. There's a USB dongle on the front of the payload just below the LCD screen. What we need you to do is remove it, wait a few seconds, and then reinstall it. Then we expect that screen to come back within 2 minutes, and we'd like to know what the display says.
Okay, understand. I see a USB in J3 near the screen, so I'm going to disconnect and receive it and wait for about 2 minutes and report back to you.
Good copy.
Okay, I'm going to do it now. So receive it. So while waiting, I can take the next request.
Okay, we've lost comm to our Express Rack 4 laptop that's located at the gym forward 6. We'd just like you to go over there and do a simple power cycle on that laptop for us.
ELC 4, yes, gym forward 6, we can power cycle that. That's actually my back some. He's said okay and moving forward. So, thank you.
Okay, copy. Did you say the screen is working and you're seeing a display now?
No change so far.
Okay, copy that. We'll wait a couple, about another 30 or 40 seconds, and then what we'd like you to do is do a hard power cycle of the payload. For this, you'll just find the switch on the front of the payload, flip it off, wait 10 seconds, and then flip it on. Again, we'd like to see if the display is working or not.
Okay, yeah, so far not working, so next action is power cycle, so that's going to be by switch. And power it off, wait 10 seconds, and power it on. So since it's passed already 2 minutes and no change, so I'm going to do it now.
We copy, thank you.
And Huntsville Station on 2, good morning. And ELC 4 laptop is in the process of rebooting. When I opened it up, it had a very blank screen, and it did not look like it looked like it was stuck in something, but now it looks like we're getting the Windows boot up. I'll let you know when it's done.
We copy. Thank you. We'll stand by.
Switch station process and the power cycle ID and squeeze. Now black plus like a 2 light bulbs and cursor is blinking. So a little bit different from the previous one. So seems like it's not working.
Okay, we copy that. Is it displaying any information such as MCA or Wi-Fi connected?
Not yet. Right now, just black screen plus like a picture of 2 light bulbs display disappeared, and cursor blinking. And yeah, now it's actually went to black screen and doing something. So we need to maybe wait for some minutes, maybe.
That would be great, Kimia. We appreciate the help here. And yes, I think we would like to see if it gets through its boot cycle here.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Speaking of boot cycles, ELC4 looks like it rebooted correctly. And now it's in its standard screen of, press control, alt, delete, unlock. So I think you should be in business. If you have any other questions or need something else, let us know, please.
Will do, Mike. You can go ahead and close the lid on that laptop, and we certainly appreciate the help this morning.
Very welcome and always welcome, and we'll go on the lid.
Well, result of the call cycle, now the name of this device and also connection is saying like a green. And Wi-Fi connected.
We copy. That's good news. We thought we may have lost our Wi-Fi connection, and this may have recovered it. We'll pass the word on to the PD and see if they've been able to reestablish comm or will later today. Thank you, Kimia. We certainly appreciate the help this morning.
No problem. And thank you for your support from the early in the morning, actually midnight over there. Thank you. Some station on Space Ground 2 for housekeeping.
We're with you on 2.
Please inhibit smoke detectors in lab and node 2, please.
In work, we'll let you know when that's complete.
Thank you.
Station Houston on 2, no response required. Lab and node 2 smoke detectors have been inhibited.
Thank you very much. Station on Space Ground 2 for housekeeping.
Go ahead on 2.
Please enable node 2 and lab smoke detectors.
In work, we'll let you know when that's complete.
Thank you.
Station Houston on 2, no response required. Lab and node 2 smoke detection has been re-enabled.
Thank you for your support.
Station Huntsville, Space 2 Round 2, any available crew at your convenience for laptop help?
Space Round 2.
Izina, good morning. We have lost our power to ELC6 at Lab Overhead 4. If you could go plug that power chain back in, please.
ELC6, Lab Overhead 4, you got it.
Thank you.
Some station on Space Ground 2 for housekeeping.
Go ahead on Space Ground 2. Station Houston, good morning. Go ahead.
Morning. Thank you very much for your support from the early in the morning. Could you please inhibit smoke detectors in node 3, node 1, and airlock?
And work.
Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia and smoke detection. Node 3, node 1, and airlock smoke detectors are inhibited. And while I have you, I'd like to hand you over to Huntsville for a quick crew action at your convenience today.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready to copy you for the Huntsville, so yeah.
Good morning, Kimia. We've lost comm to our SCRAM payload, and what we'd like you to do is float over there and take a look at the LCD screen. We're expecting it to tell us if we have Wi-Fi connected or not. That payload is located at the lab overhead 6 Golf 2 location.
It does come from the SCRAM, so I'm going to just check the LEDs and also that's located on lab overhead six.
That's a good copy.
Standby. Communication on SCRAM is ground 2 for SCRAM.
With you on 2.
I think this SCRAM, like a purple box, the screen is white and nothing is showing. Power is on, so I think maybe something wrong.
Okay, we copy that. Screen looks white, no displays. We'll pass that along to the PD. Thank you, Kimia.
Okay, and please let me know if we can do anything. For example, like a time power cycle or like a reset circuit breakers, etc.
Okay, Kimia, we'll do that. We have nothing at this time. We'll let the PD decide where they want to head with this. But thank you for the information. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for your help from the early in the morning. Station on Space Ground 2 for housekeeping.
Go ahead, on 2.
Please enable Node 3, Node 1, and airlock smoke detectors. Thank you.
Okay, and Mark, we'll let you know when that's complete.
Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia.
Hi, on 2.
Hey, Kimia, going to have an LOS here in about 40 seconds, but wanted to let you know that the smoke detection has been re-enabled, and we come back from this LOS. We do have some follow-up steps for that SCRAM payload, as well as some actions on an Express Rack laptop. So when we come back, if you can call Huntsville, we'll take care of that before your Golby Ops this afternoon.
Okay, understand. So after next, on the other side of the LOS, I'm going to call to Huntsville. Huntsville, sorry, yeah. Civil Station on Space Ground 2, how can I help you?
Huntsville with you on 2. Hello, Kimia. We have two items we need your assistance with. First, we'd like to start with the SCRAM payload. The PD did provide us some recovery steps, and when you're ready, I'll provide those to you.
So I'm ready to copy for the this purple box.
Okay, very good. There's a USB dongle on the front of the payload just below the LCD screen. What we need you to do is remove it, wait a few seconds, and then reinstall it. Then we expect that screen to come back within 2 minutes, and we'd like to know what the display says.
I understand. I see USB in J3 near the screen, so I'm going to disconnect and reset it and wait for about 2 minutes and report back to you.
Good copy.
Okay, I'm going to do it now. So reset it. So while waiting, I can take next request.
Okay, we've lost comm to our Express Rack 4 laptop that's located at the gym forward 6. We'd just like you to go over there and do a simple power cycle on that laptop for us.
ELC 4, yes, gym forward 6, we can power cycle that. Actually, Max-san is said okay and moving forward, so thank you.
Okay, copy. Did you say the screen is working and you're seeing a display now?
No change so far.
Okay, copy that. We'll wait a couple, about another 30 or 40 seconds, and then what we'd like you to do is do a hard power cycle of the payload. For this, you'll just find the switch on the front of the payload, flip it off, wait 10 seconds, and then flip it on. Again, we'd like to see if the display is working or not.
Okay. Yeah, so far not working, so next action is power cycle. So that's going to be by switch, and power it off, wait 10 seconds, and power it on. So since it's passed already 2 minutes and no change, so I'm going to do it now.
We copy, thank you.
And Huntsville Station on 2, good morning. And ELC4 laptop is in the process of rebooting. When I opened it up, it had a very blank screen, and it did not look like it would, it looked like it was stuck in something, but now it looks like we're getting the Windows boot up. I'll let you know when it's done.
We copy. Thank you. We'll stand by.
Speed station process on the power cycle ID and squeeze. Now, black plus like a 2 light bulbs, and cursor is blinking. So, a little bit different from the previous one. So, seems like it's not working.
Okay, we copy that. Is it displaying any information, such as MCA or Wi-Fi connected?
Not yet. Right now, just black screen plus, like, a picture of 2 light bulbs disappeared, and cursor blinking. And, yeah, now it's actually went to black screen and doing something. So we need to maybe wait for some minutes, maybe.
That would be great, Kimia. We appreciate the help here. And, yes, I think we would like to see if it gets through its boot cycle here.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Speaking of boot cycles, ELC4 looks like it rebooted correctly, and now it's in its standard screen of, you know, press control, alt, delete, unlock. So I think you should be in business. If you have any other questions or need something else, let us know, please.
Will do, Mike. You can go ahead and close the lid on that laptop, and we certainly appreciate the help this morning.
Very welcome and always welcome, and we'll go on the lid.
For the result of the power cycle, now the name of the this device and also connection is saying like a green and Wi-Fi connected.
We copy. That's good news. We thought we may have lost a Wi-Fi connection, and this may have recovered it. We'll pass the word on to the PD and see if they've been able to reestablish comm or will later today. Thank you, Kimia. We certainly appreciate the help this morning.
No problem, and thank you for your support from the early in the morning, actually midnight over there. Thank you.